Can we have some peace and quiet, please? The belligerent voices are yelling in the streets and on the radios, calling for the big bombs of peace to fall. The smart bombs, the bombs that have passed their college entrance exams. It's Orwellian, the way everyone claims Orwell for their side. These days, everyone is fighting on behalf of Orwell and God. Years ago, Don Rumsfeld and Saddam Hussein met in the corner and exchanged secret diplomatic handshakes. It is only after peaceful gestures like these that the missiles can fly. In the meantime, the time between the world being as is and the world we mean to become. The endless rains are Yehuda Amakai's tears, watching men still violently beating their swords into plowshares and back into rifles and remote control fighter planes. On the corner of Spring Street and Broadway, a taxicab driver threw a baby lamb out the passenger side window. Everyone in a two-block radius ran away screaming. In New York City, the yelling is so loud, and the quiet, so quiet, that everyone I know, just below the surface, is scared out their wits, knowing the violence these days that can follow an apparent peace. They are calling senators with empathetic American voices, urging earthly generosity and kindness, which the corporate media and our elected leaders interpret as a vote for preemptive strikes. The next century's gods have not yet been born, and the last centuries are no longer able to show a child the simple magic trick of pulling its fingers away from a new leaf.